الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy, I would like to welcome you to 15th lesson in which we will study tashahhud and also learn some grammar and some learning tips. We start with tashahhud. And as usual, I would request you to take a pause, study the lesson, and then continue. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. At-tahiyyat, all the compliments. Lillahi, or for Allah, or be to Allah. Wa salawat, and all prayers. Wa tayyibat, and all pure words. So all compliments, all prayers, and all pure words are for Allah, or all pure things are for Allah. Other meaning is at-tahiyyat, all worships of the tongue, dhikr, tilawa, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on. Wa-salawat, all worships of the body, like salah, like hajj, like fasting, and so on. وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ, all worships by spending money. Zakat and sadaqat and things like that are for Allah. So التَّحِيَّاتِ, worships of the tongue. وَالصَّلَوَاتِ, worships of the body. وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ, worships by spending money, are for Allah. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ. السَّلَامُ, peace be, عَلَيْكَ, on you. أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ, O Prophet. An-Nabi is Prophet, Ayyuha is O, Ayyuha an-Nabi, O Prophet, wa rahmatullah, and mercy of Allah, and the mercy of Allah, wa barakatuhu, and His blessings. Barakatun is blessing. Barakatun, it's not baraka, it is barakatun, is blessing, and plural of barakatun is barakat. Barakatuhu, His blessings. So peace be on you, O Prophet, and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin. As-salamu, peace be, alayna, on us. Wa, and ala ibadillah, on the slaves of Allah. Ala is on, ibadillah, slaves of Allah. Abd is singular, abdullah, slave of Allah. Ibadullah, slaves of Allah. So plural of abd is ibad. It is not abdun abdin. It is ibad. As-salihin, the righteous ones. As-salihin, the righteous ones. So peace be on us and on the righteous slaves of Allah. Ibadillah as-salihin, on the righteous slaves of Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu, I bear witness. Ashhadu, af'alu, a'udhu, a'budu, ashhadu, I bear witness. An, that, la ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. Wa ashhadu, and I bear witness. Anna, that, Muhammadan, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abduhu, his slave, abduhu, his slave, wa rasuluhu, and his messenger. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. That was at-tahiyyat. Now let us look into some of the words here. It's very simple. Actually, most of the words are well known to you except the first three. At-tahiyyat, as-salawat, wa-tayyibat. At-tahiyyat, compliments, wa-salawat, prayers, and wa-tayyibat, pure things. Or at-tahiyyat, worships of the tongue, wa-salawat, worships of the body, and wa-tayyibat, worships by spending money. As-salam, you know that. Barakatuhu, barakatun, barakat. As-salihin, plural of salih, is salihun or salihin. Salih, the righteous one, and the rest you know. Let us talk about bringing La ilaha illallah into our life. More details are there in our Adhan workshop. But I just mentioned one aspect of La ilaha illallah through our formula, ask, evaluate, plan, propagate. we can say, oh Allah, help me worship you only. That we are asking. Evaluate how many times did I make my nafs, my traditions, or my wishes as my ilah. Quran says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. So how many times did I do that? And why did I do that? Because of bad friends, because of bad brought up, or because of bad society, bad gadgets, or whatever. Plan to avoid these things. Be with good people, and so on. And propagate the message throughout the world that La ilaha illallah. This is the only place where La ilaha illallah is mentioned in every salah regularly. So remember the death. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he whose last words are La ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah. This is reported by Abu Dawud. And another hadith by Muslim is, exhort your dying men or dying people to recite La ilaha illallah. Saying La ilaha illallah at the time of death is not based on knowledge or knowing Arabic. It has to do with one's actions throughout his life. I will relate to you a story here of an emergency staff, of an emergency doctor working in an Arab Muslim country. I listened to the story myself, and he saw 10-15 people dying in front of him throughout his career due to accidents and things like that. Only one or two were able to say La ilaha illallah before they died. And he related two stories which were very touching. One of them is, an old person was dying. So this doctor called his son and said, your father is about to die now, so ask him to say La ilaha illallah. So he went to his father and he said, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And you know what the father said? He said, son, I wanted to say it, but I'm not able to. He's talking in Arabic. And he said, I want to say it, but I'm not able to. Astaghfirullah. Similarly, he related another incident of a girl who perhaps came from a car crash. She was bleeding internally, was about to die. So these doctors started saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And the girl won't respond. After a while, the girl started murmuring something. So he brought his ear close to her mouth, and she was singing. Astaghfirullah. May Allah forgive her. May Allah forgive all of us and give us tawfiq to say La ilaha illallah before we die. Whatever a person does at the time of his death, he will be brought up, he will be raised up on the Day of Judgment in the same state. So remember this, when we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, it will make salah more, it will make salah a deeper, a spiritual experience. Now let's come to grammar, and before we practice grammar, I want to say another thing. Suppose, in an accident, someone's eyes get shattered to 78,000 pieces, la samhallah. And the doctor says, here are the pieces, just pick them up, put them in your eye socket, and you'll get your sight back. Imagine with what love and enthusiasm he will pick each of those. And if he says, here are 100 pieces together, and there are 500 pieces, and there are 50 pieces together, so he will pick those lumps first. Brothers and sisters, we are blind and deaf. As we read the Quran, we cannot see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. We cannot understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. These exercises of grammar, which teach us, words which occur in the Quran hundreds of times, really give us vision, give us the sight to understand Quran. So do these exercises with love, with enthusiasm, with full seriousness. So we will practice two verbs today. Kafara and Dhakara, which come on the same pattern as Nasara, Bab Nasara, or B style. In the last two classes, we have learned the application of Fa'ala on Fataha type verbs, باب فتح, فتح type in which we have learnt جعل, and فعل is also on this type. And the second type was نصر, type نصر or باب نصر or B type. In Arabic as well as in Quran, most of the verbs come on نصر pattern. نصر pattern, B pattern. So we'll do two more words. First one is كفر. كفر means disbelieved. Or second meaning is was ungrateful. Like وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَلَا نَكْفُرُكَ. Oh Allah, we thank you and we are not ungrateful to you. So there are two meaning of كفر. Disbelieved and was ungrateful. So let us start practicing and translate. We'll do three cycles each. كفر. He disbelieved. We'll stick to one meaning. Kafara, he disbelieved. Kafaru, they disbelieved. Kafarta, you disbelieved. Kafartum, you all disbelieved. Kafartu, I disbelieved. Kafarna, we disbelieved. Yakfuru, he disbelieves. Yakfuruna, they disbelieve. Takfuru, you disbelieve. Takfuruna, you all disbelieve. Akfuru, I disbelieve. Nakfuru, we disbelieve. You know, a friend of mine was objecting to this exercise and says, what is this? You know, akfuru, nakfuru, kafartu, kafarna. First of all, you are also kafir, but of ta'ut. So don't worry about that. Second thing is, we are practicing these forms. It's not that we are stating our belief. We are just practicing. So, ukfur, disbelief. Ukfuru, disbelief. La takfur, don't disbelieve. La takfuru, don't disbelieve. Kafir, disbeliever. Makfur, the one who is disbelieved or rejected. And kufr, to disbelieve. Huwa kafara, hiya kafarat, she disbelieved. Huwa yakfuru, hiya takfuru, they disbelieve. Now repeat after me in Arabic, assuming there's nobody here who understands English. We are talking to Arabs, trying to tell them something. Kafara, kafaru. Kafara, kafaru. Kafarta, kafartum. Kafarta, kafartu. Kafartu, kafarna. Kafartu, kafarna. Yakfuru, yakfuruna. Yakfuru, yakfuruna. Takfuru, takfuruna. Takfuru, takfuruna. Akfuru, nakfuru. Akfuru, nakfuru. Ukfur, ukfuru. Ukfur, ukfuru. La takfuru, la takfuru. La takfuru, la takfuru. Kafir, kafir. Makfur, makfur. Kufr, kufr. Huwa kafara, hiya kafarat. Huwa yakfuru, hiya takfuru. Now repeat with me. Kafara, kafaru, kafarta, kafartum, kafartu, kafarna. Yakfuru, yakfuruna. Takfuru, takfuruna. Akfuru, nakfuru. Ukfur, ukfuru. La takfur, la takfuru. Kafir, makfur, kufr. Huwa kafara, hiya kafarat. Huwa yakfuru, hiya takfuru. Please replay the recording if you're not fluent enough, because these are very important. These forms which we have practiced here occur almost more than 400 times in the Quran. Next verb is dhakara. He remembered. Dhakara, he remembered. Translate. Dhakara, he remembered. Dhakaru, they remembered. Dhakarta, you remembered. Dhakartum, you all remembered. Dhakartu, I remembered. Dhakarna, we remembered. Yadhkuru, he remembers. Yadhkuruna, they remember. Tadhkuru, you remember. Tadhkuruna, you all remember. Adhkuru, I remember. Nadhkuru, we remember. Udhkur, remember. Udhkuru, remember. La tadhkur, don't remember. La tadhkuru, don't remember. Dhakir, the one who remembers. Madhkur, the one who is remembered, or the thing that is remembered, or that thing which is mentioned. And dhikr, to remember. Huwa dhakara, hiya ذكرت, she remembered. ويذكر, هي تذكر, she remembers. So now repeat after me, and we are talking to Arabs. You know, when we talk to Arabs, and if we don't understand the language, you know, we shake our hands and there are wrinkles on our face. You know, we orient our brain to talk to them. So orient your brain to talk to them. ذكر, ذكروا. ذكر, ذكروا. ذكرت, ذكرتم. ذكرت, ذكرتم. ذكرت, ذكرنا. ذكرت ذكرنا يذكر يذكرون يذكر يذكرون تذكر تذكرون تذكر تذكرون أذكر نذكر أذكر نذكر أذكر أذكروا أذكر أذكروا لا تذكر لا تذكروا لا تذكر لا تذكروا ذاكر ذاكر مذكور مذكور ذكر ذكر هو ذكر هي ذكرت هو يذكر هي تذكر. Now repeat with me. ذكر ذكروا ذكرت ذكرتم ذكرت ذكرنا يذكر يذكرون تذكر تذكرون أذكر نذكر أذكر أذكروا لا تذكر لا تذكروا ذاكر مذكور ذكر هو ذكر هي ذكرت ويذكر هي تذكر. Coming to learning tip, I would say to succeed in any area, you have to develop a habit, that is doing something regularly. If you want to be physically fit, you have to exercise regularly. You have to have that habit. If you want to excel in exams, you should have a habit of studying regularly. Similarly, if you want to learn Quran and develop a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should have a habit of devoting some time for the Quran regularly, every day. You should have a habit. What is a habit? Habit is an intersection of three things: knowledge, skill, and attitude. Knowledge, why we should do it, what should we do, and why should we do. Skill, how to do it. And attitude, wish or will or desire to do it. Do I want to do it? We already have knowledge. What should we study? Quran. Why should we study? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know, to get hidayah and so on. How? We also know the method now. It's very easy. Now the third thing is attitude. Do I want to study? Do I have the desire to study? Therefore, if you stop studying Quran or discontinue, you don't have to look for other books and teachers or get convinced about the need. I think you have to focus on attitude. And our future tips will be focused on mostly developing that attitude. But, you know, both ways, the consequence of not studying it or the warnings for not studying it, as well as the rewards for studying Quran. Inshallah, those plus two homeworks, especially, you know, Rabbi Zidni Ilma and praying for others, will help us a lot to develop exactly the same, the attitude, the wish, the will, the desire to study. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to fulfill all the rites of the Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.